From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Anna Speidel. The University of Missouri system will no longer use diversity, equity, and inclusion statements in hiring and recruitment. Hiring officials will instead use a values commitment statement in all job postings. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports.
University of Missouri President Moon Choi says in an email the system regularly reviews hiring and recruitment practices to make sure they align with its mission. Choi added he's aware of recent media reports that question DEI practices, which were perceived as litmus tests or loyalty oaths. Choi says the university doesn't engage in either, but understands how it could spark debate. Christian Basie is the university spokesperson.
We wanted to make sure that we were clearing up any confusion and providing a consistent language that can be used across the University of Missouri system.
Basie says departments don't have to include the value statement in postings, but it is the only diversity language permitted. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
Repairs, guardrail improvements, and signal detection work will begin on various roads in Jefferson City today, KOMU 8 reports. Missouri Department of Transportation contractors will work overnight between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. During this time, roads may be narrowed to one lane. Work is scheduled to be complete by April 14th. Following the work's completion in mid-April, MoDOT will begin milling and resurfacing on these roads. The project is expected to be completed by November. The department asks drivers to slow down and use caution in work zones. A federal lawsuit accuses automakers Kia and Hyundai of failing to install industry-standard anti-theft technology, resulting in thousands of thefts of vehicles in St. Louis, the AP reports. The Missouri City filed the lawsuit yesterday, seeking damages in excess of $75,000 plus punitive damages. Several other cities have filed similar lawsuits, including Cleveland, Milwaukee, San Diego, Columbus, Ohio, and Seattle. Kias and Hyundais have been targeted since a TikTok social media challenge put a spotlight on their lack of an immobilizer, showing viewers how to hotwire cars with a USB cord and a screwdriver. A company announced it is recalling a packaged pasta dish sold in Hy-Vee grocery stores in 8 Midwestern states, the AP reports. Chester, Illinois-based Gilster Mary Lee Corp. said today it was recalling Hy-Vee hamburger chili macaroni skillet meals produced at a plant in Steelville, Illinois, because of undeclared milk in the product. The milk could be dangerous to people who have an allergy or severe sensitivity to milk. The recall is for lots packaged in 5.2-ounce cartons that have a best-by date of February 8, 2024. The food was sold at Hy-Vee and Dollar Fresh Market stores in Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. Packages can be returned to Hy-Vee stores for a refund or discarded. I'm Anna Speidel, KBIA News, Columbia.